WSHE, Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Espacio de orientación completo, que incluye Deportivas WQBA, la sección policíaca, una pregunta y una respuesta, y la nota de hoy, el aspecto humano y la información total en su cubanísima WQBA.
Hoy es sábado 26 de julio de 1975, San Erasto y Santa Ana.
Un día como hoy, pero en 1953 se inició en Cuba la lucha armada con el artero ataque de grupos comunistas de Fidel Castro al cuartel Moncada.
Tenemos para hoy cielos parcialmente nublados con la mínima sobre los 70 grados en horas de la noche y madrugada, la máxima por encima de los 80. Vientos variables, mayormente del este y sudeste de 10 millas, posibilidad de lluvia 30% para hoy.
En la bahía de Biscayne soplarán vientos del este y sudeste de 10 nudos con aguas ligeramente picadas.
En aguas atlánticas, desde Cabo Júpiter a Cayo Hueso, incluidos los estrechos de la Florida y la porción oeste de las Bahamas, soplarán vientos variables, mayormente del este y sudeste de 10 nudos con olas de 2 a 3 pies de altura.
Oliva, por favor, las temperaturas.
Tenemos 83 grados en el Aeropuerto Internacional de Miami, al igual que en Miami Beach, 85 grados en Fort Lauderdale, 81 grados en el bello Montura Ranch State, 72% la humedad ambiental relativa.
Y aquí están las informaciones.
Un petardo o una bomba hizo explosión esta mañana en la llamada Antorcha de la Amistad, situada en el Parque de las Palomas en Biscayne Boulevard y la calle 3, causando algunos daños según información de la policía.
Nuestro reportero José Cabrera Riesgo nos informó que el explosivo causó daños en el sistema conductor de gas que mantiene encendida la antorcha.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Jim Brosmer. A murder in a Miami Springs motel, the Torch of Friendship, is the target of a bomb attack, and a large dope haul is made in North Bay Village.
Bob Halloran here for vacationing Tony Segretto. The Dolphins held a scrimmage this afternoon at Biscayne College. We'll have some film highlights of the action, plus all the other sports news.
Hi, I'm Don Carson. That area of heavy weather off the Carolina coast has officially been named Tropical Storm Blanche. And I'll have complete details coming up later.
Metro homicide detectives are on the scene of a murder at this hour that has occurred at the Miami Springs Motel. A man described as a Latin male in his late 50s was found dead of stab wounds in the manager's office. At this point, it is not known if he was the manager. We'll have full details at 11 o'clock tonight. Miami's Torch of Friendship came under attack during the night, but there was no serious damage. C.T. Taylor has a report.
According to City of Miami police reports, a small pipe bomb exploded shortly after 1 a.m. this morning, damaging the gas main behind the Torch of Friendship at Biscayne Boulevard and Northeast 3rd Street. The blast blew away the gas meter and a small layer of plaster from the wall bearing the plaques and seals of Latin American countries. Damage is estimated to be around $200. Metro bomb investigators combed the area today, picking up fragments of the explosive device.
There's speculation that the latest attack on the Torch of Friendship is the work of dissident Cuban exiles. Today marks the start of the Castro Revolution in Cuba, and police believe that more bombings are expected.
We are paying special attention to the area around the Bayfront Park and the Torch of Friendship. We have informed our cars, our uniformed policemen, to be aware and check out whatever suspicious personnel, cars or whatever, that they may see in that particular area. At this particular time, this is all that we can do, except for the fact that the investigation, special investigative units, are working on the case.
The City of Miami is expected to make repairs on the Friendship Pavilion sometime next week. C.T. Taylor, Channel 4 News.
Good evening, I'm Rick Edlund. Ann Bishop is on vacation. President Gerald Ford flew to West Germany today on the first leg of a 10-day trip through Europe. Mr. Ford left amid criticism that he shouldn't make the journey at all.
Put out the flame on the Torch of Friendship in downtown Miami earlier today. The torch in Bayfront Park is a symbol of friendship between the United States and Latin American countries. But today, its flame was out, snuffed out in protest, not unlike numerous others through the years. Last year, a Cuban exile knocked it down by backing a pickup truck into it. Last night, the flame was extinguished by a small explosive device which was placed near the pipe supplying gas to the flame. There's speculation it may have been a protest of possible OAS lifting of sanctions against Cuba. There have been other suggestions that the bombing of the torch in some way marked the observance of the July 26th movement, which launched the political career of Fidel Castro. Bill Urbizu reports.
The 26th of July revolutionary movement began here at Fort Moncada in an attack by 156 rebels led by a young lawyer named Fidel Castro. The attack was a futile effort. The men were badly outnumbered, and inevitably many were killed. Castro was arrested and imprisoned for 22 months. He was later granted amnesty, ironically, by Fulgencio Batista, the man he would eventually overthrow. By 1957, Castro had proclaimed himself Cuba's messiah and had begun massing his forces in the mountains of the Sierra Maestra in the Oriente province of Cuba. In these hills, Castro wisely chose to practice the sophisticated tactic of guerrilla warfare, never before used in the Western Hemisphere, on Batista's naive army. They attacked quickly, effectively, and always by surprise. They then rushed back into the mountains and its dense jungles, where they sought refuge from Batista's reinforcement troops. Refusing to believe the strength and widespread support of Castro's rebels by as late as 1958, in a rare television interview with WCKT News, Batista denied the existence of the rebel army.
Maestros?
There is no real revolutionary movement in the Sierra Maestra. One single military operation would have wiped out the bandit groups. They mean nothing. We have preferred not to take extreme measure against these elements. I prefer that because they mean nothing at this time.
Batista, of course, was very much mistaken. By late 1958, Castro's followers, eventually numbering into thousands, finally succeeded in bringing the crumbling regime to its knees. In the early morning hours of January 1st, 1959, Batista gathered his family and close associates and fled Cuba. For Cuban history, it marked the end of an era and the beginning of a new one. A week later, hundreds of thousands of Cubans jammed the streets of Havana to give a rousing hero's welcome to the victorious revolutionary leader. It was a long-awaited day, filled with the promise of a better future. The prayers of the Cuban people had been answered. The new messiah had finally come. Castro, now firmly in power, confidently reviewed his loyal troops and gazed upon his people, who viewed him as a symbol of justice, freedom, and democracy. Time would eventually prove them wrong. Bill Urbizu, WCKT News.